Hi, everyone, and welcome back inside the studios here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com for our Film Room series. I'm Alex Smith, joined by Greg Cosell, senior producer at NFL Films. And today, Greg, we're going to be taking a look at some of the top corners on the market. And the first guy we're going to look at is Josh Norman. He's really developed into one of the best corners in the league and really fits well into what Carolina does.
Yeah, and the one thing that's sort of been put out there, and it's a little bit of a myth, is that he's a great man-to-man corner. And the thing about Carolina is they play a ton of zone. They're a predominant zone team. Now, there's always matchup elements when you play zone. And this particular interception against New Orleans earlier this past season was a great example of playing a zone concept and then having to match up on a vertical route. But Norman is so critical to what Sean McDermott does in Carolina because they play so much zone. He's a really good zone corner. Now, he will travel with number one receivers, but they still play a lot of zone. So he's not really matching up man-to-man the way we think of a Darrell Revis or a Patrick Peterson, but he's a very, very good player. I'd be surprised, Alex, if he gets out of Carolina.
As would I. And next up, we're going to take a look at a player that Eagles fans probably know pretty well, Prince Amukamara, a former first-round pick with the New York Giants. We'll see him lined up here in space at the bottom of the screen.
Yeah, and this play, just before we talk about Amukamara's traits, was such a good play by a guy who obviously did some film study, understood the concept. What we have here is a quick sort of bang play-action play, and you can see Amukamara right here. You'll notice that he jumps this route right here. It's going to be a quick kind of slant-type route. He's going to read the route and the quarterback Cousins, and he's going to jump this before Cousins even throws the football. This was as good a play as you'll see by a corner. But Amukamara, he can play off coverage. He can play man coverage. Where he does struggle, and you have to be careful, he may not be able to match up to the higher level wideouts, but he is a man corner, and he can do that.
Next up, we're going to go to St. Louis and take a look at Janoris Jenkins. He's a player who had four interceptions his rookie season, kind of burst onto the stage. We see him at the top of the screen here, but he's really more of a man corner who can really just lock a player down.
That's exactly what he is. And St. Louis, under Greg Williams, plays a lot of man coverage. That's what Janoris Jenkins is. He's always been that kind of player. He's very good in press position as well, not as good in off-coverage man where he tends to lose his focus and concentration at times. So if you want a corner, you can line up, play man-to-man, and he's got an attitude. He's one of those aggressive mentality guys. He's smaller, but he is feisty and he will fight. He is a man-coverage corner.
And how about a player playing in that same scheme alongside with him? It's Tremaine Johnson. We see him at the top of the screen here, another guy in that man defense.
Yeah, and the thing about Johnson is he's a bigger corner. He's a lot like Josh Norman if you just look at physical traits. Now, it took longer for Tremaine Johnson sort of for the light to go on. Here he did a great job in off coverage, reacting to the throw, reacting to the quarterback, and making the interception. If you really want to look at the growth of Tremaine Johnson, look at him against Calvin Johnson this year. He matched up to Johnson man-to-man in that game, and he pretty much locked him down. So Johnson is an ascending player who can play press man, can play off-coverage man, and can play matchup zone concepts as well.
Next up, we're going to take a look at Sean Smith here with the Kansas City Chiefs. He was a pretty big signing by the Chiefs a couple of years ago. Played well there. He's got over 100 starts in his seven-year career.
Yeah, big, long, physical, can play man, probably better at this point playing sort of matchup zone concepts where he will match up depending on routes in his area. And like you say, he's been in the league a long time. I think he's one of those guys that's a solid NFL corner, not a lockdown corner, but because of his size, see, that's the one thing in this league. Size is a trait and an attribute, and it certainly matters at the corner position with the influx of 6'2", 6'3", 6'4", wide receivers.
Next up, we're going to look at the Arizona Cardinals secondary. They have talented players like Patrick Peterson, like Tyrann Mathieu, but we're going to take a look at Jerrod Powers here. He's lined up at the top of the screen.
Yeah, and here he's playing outside and does a really nice job in this interception against Colin Kaepernick. Later in the season with Arizona this year, Powers basically moved inside to the slot. And I think if you look at him, that's, I think, where he fits if you're going to sign him. Yes, can he play outside in a pinch? Certainly, because he's done it in his career, and he's been okay at it. But I think if you really sign him, you're looking for a slot corner. And I think Powers, at this point in his career, that's what his role is.
So along with Powers, let's take a look at a couple of other slot corners. We're going to look at Casey Hayward here. He's outside on this play.
Yeah.
Kind of got forced out there by injuries, but he's more suited as a slot corner.
Yeah, and again, another guy, I think, Alex, that can play outside if you need him to. but really is at his best playing inside in the slot. He's really good at that. He's got great quickness. That's what you look for in slot corners, their lateral quickness, their lateral agility, because they play receivers who have two-way goes. They don't have the sideline to help them. And I think that's Casey Haywood's game in the NFL. And again, just like Powers, Haywood's a much younger player with a better upside at this point. If you're looking for a slot corner, Casey Haywood would be a good choice.
And we'll close things out with another slot corner that Eagles fans are very familiar with. That's Brandon Boykin right here with the Pittsburgh Steelers. Of course, the Eagles traded him to Pittsburgh before last season started. Took him a long time to crack into the lineup, but once he did, he looked pretty comfortable.
And you hit it right on the head. By early December or so, maybe even earlier, he became their slot corner. And he was essentially playing 50-55 snaps a game because the Steelers were playing their nickel package so often. And Boykin did a nice job. He's always had the skill set of a slot corner. He's smaller, incredibly quick. He's shown good ball skills. I think Brandon Boykin, again, you have to understand what he is, Alex. He's a slot corner. He's not an outside corner. But if you're looking for that kind of player, you've got a little bit to choose from with this free agent class. Haywood, Boykin, again, you decide which one you like better, but they're both slot corners, and they're good.
Well, that will wrap things up for our look at the free agent corners here in 2016. For Greg Cosell, I'm Alex Smith. Thanks for joining us here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com, and be sure to stay tuned for the rest of our film room breakdowns.